Boulder County firefighters put out a grass fire in Longmont Wednesday, named the Table Mountain Fire. It began in an area between Nelson and Neva Roads and grew to about 50 acres. Heavily grazed and greening grasses slowed the blaze's progress. There were no injuries or damaged structures reported. Also on Wednesday, a fire in San Luis Valley's Monte Vista area destroyed several homes. The blaze started around noon and by evening had burned through about 17 acres. About 100 residences were evacuated. There were no reports of injuries. There are red flag warnings out for today and Friday, which will see some of the driest conditions this year and wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour from an incoming storm. Fire officials say conditions will be as severe as the day of the Marshall Fire. According to Microsoft News, this will be the 18th consecutive day of red flag warnings across the Front Range, something that has never happened before in Colorado during any month, but that is especially rare for April. The Colorado General Assembly approved legislation Tuesday that would make daylight saving time permanent year-round. Governor Jared Polis still needs to sign the bill. The change would only take place if the U.S. House of Representatives passes a federal law allowing states to stick to daylight saving time. Also, other Mountain Time states would have to shift to a similar plan for Colorado to be able to move forward. An historic bill to earmark almost $180 million towards affordable housing grants passed the House Wednesday. It's the largest investment for this purpose in Colorado history. The plan would provide direct, flexible, and timely funding to nonprofits and local governments. Aside from new construction, the bill would support those impacted by the pandemic with rental and for-sale housing. Colorado representatives passed a preliminary House vote Wednesday on legislation that would make it harder for HOAs to foreclose on homeowners for unpaid fines and fees. Under the proposed bill, HOAs must alert owners if they are behind on payments. Late fees, fines, and interest would be limited to a maximum of $500 total per violation. And HOAs would have to offer a unit owner a repayment plan before initiating foreclosure. The bipartisan bill follows recent news of multiple foreclosures in the Green Valley Ranch neighborhood in Denver. The Colorado Senate passed a bill that automatically seals nonviolent criminal records. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Senate Bill 2299 passed Wednesday is also known as the Colorado Clean Slate Bill. Colorado Politics reports that it would affect over 1 million Coloradans who have finished their sentence, completed a required waiting period, and have not committed another criminal offense. The bipartisan-sponsored bill hopes that this will be a way to increase Colorado's workforce by removing a barrier to employment, education, and housing for residents with criminal records. Those with nonviolent criminal records before the bill were eligible to apply for sealing, but many didn't pursue record sealing because the process was difficult and expensive, involving filing a petition with the court and paying a fee. Under Bill 2299, those Coloradans can have their records sealed without taking any action. The bill will also prohibit employment and housing discrimination based on the contents of a sealed criminal record. Under the bill, district attorneys could object to automatic record sealing for non-drug felonies by filing a notice to a court. The court could deny record sealing based on a victim's concern or a media outlet's need to access records. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
Former Aurora Police Chief Dan Oates will return to his old job temporarily while the city seeks a replacement for fired Chief Vanessa Wilson. Oates ran the department during the 2012 theater shooting in Aurora. As interim chief, Oates is expected to focus on fulfilling a consent decree that requires changes in use of force, hiring, and training policies. He will also address the city's rise in crime. Some community leaders opposed Vanessa Wilson's firing, saying she was forced out by conservative city council members because of her push for police reform. Veterinary health officials have detected another outbreak of bird flu in Colorado. KGNU's James Searfoss has more.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed that H5N1 avian influenza, more commonly known as the bird flu, has been detected in a commercial poultry operation in Montrose County. On April 15th, the state veterinarian's office was notified of a mortality event at the operation, and samples were then submitted to Colorado State's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory for primary testing, which the National Veterinary Service Laboratory confirmed to be bird flu. While bird flu possesses little to no threat to humans, the mortality rate for poultry ranges from 90 to 100% in just a few days. Quarantine orders set to limit the movement of birds has been put in place for Montrose and Delta counties by the state veterinarian. This means all commercial and backyard operations are to halt movements of poultry until further notice. For KGNU, I'm James Searfoss.
Denver officials are proposing new recycling goals. KGNU's Luis Licon has more.
Denver City officials laid out a 5-year plan on Tuesday to double the city's recycling and composting volume. Denver's Sustainable Resource Management Plan, which is the first comprehensive update in 12 years, calls for the increase of recycling and composting by 70% over the next decade. Executive Director of Denver's Office Climate Action and Sustainability and Resiliency, Grace Ring, said that while the city has made progress, a lot of materials that would otherwise be recyclable are ending up in the dump. The city plan also includes a universal waste reduction ordinance, which adds recycling requirements for commercial buildings, multifamily homes, and revised rules for the construction sector. Denver waste officials will brief the city council on its proposal during its regular meeting next week. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
Sunny today, but low humidity means the high fire danger continues. In Boulder, a high near 77 and a low around 46. Calmer winds are expected around 7 miles per hour. In Denver, a high near 81 and a low around 49. Winds could gust up to 20 miles per hour. In Fort Collins, a high near 78 and a low around 44. Winds could gust up to 29 miles per hour. Outside the Boulder studios, the temperature is 41 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.